Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of late night conversations by Impro Melbourne.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh, Mrs. Claus, you're still up, I see.
Yes. A few last minute things.
Well, this is our big night. No sleep for the wicked.
Oh, wicked. Don't use that word in our house, Mr. Claus.
I know. I put myself on the naughty list.
Oh, Sherry, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers to you, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, and to us, to our endeavor, another successful Christmas.
We do keep churning them out, Mrs. Claus. They say, eventually you're going to miss a beat, and yet we never do, my love. But do you ever wish for more, Mrs. Claus? Is this enough for you, this endless cycle of Christmas cheer?
More? More than all the happiness of every child in the world, of the hopes and dreams of every person's childhood? No.
No, what Mr. more could there be?
What more? But why do you ask?
Well,
you're having second thoughts, aren't you?
No, I just...
You are having second thoughts. Oh, Randolph.
Oh, Mrs. Claus. I do feel like the last few Christmases we've been on autopilot.
Oh, the last two? Yes, at least the last three or four. It's, you know, it's like every relationship. It has its ups and its downs, and it can't always be perfect. It can't always...
But it is always perfect. We always manage a perfect Christmas season, even though we sometimes don't try as hard as we should.
It's true. But if you and I quit, what would happen? The world would descend into chaos. Christianity would be questioned.
I will say we've become quite non-denominational over the last few years. We've really made a big push in that direction, and I'm pretty happy with that.
Oh, yes, we're up on walls all over the world. True capitalism has really helped our cause.
You sign one little check with Coca-Cola, and all of a sudden things start to get very rosy indeed, Mrs. Claus.
Well, Randolph, how about this? We make a pact, and this is the last Christmas. We retire.
Can we, Mrs. Claus, do some sort of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory handover testing situation where we invite five fabulous candidates to the North Pole to see if they are worthy of Christmas?
Randolph, please don't bring up the fact that I couldn't have children. It's rather insensitive.
You're right, Mrs. Claus. It's almost like I'm rubbing your face in our sterility. I'm a cad sometimes. I'm more of a Halloween Claus than a Christmas champion at times. What have I become here in the icy cold North Pole? Perhaps the iciness has entered my heart, Mrs. Claus.
I think perhaps it has. You never would have said that sort of thing before. Implied such nastiness, Randolph.
Perhaps I need Christmas more than ever.
Yes.
Maybe we need to throw ourselves even deeper into this Christmas endeavor.
Oh, is it even possible? Everything is perfect. There couldn't be more. There's candy canes and elves and
what
Rudolph
if we expanded, Mrs. Claus?
What? Expanded? Yes.
Why be pigeonholed into just the December month? Eh?
Yes.
I mean, I know some stores have tried to expand Christmas as far as October, but I think we could take over most of the year. Why is Christmas being pushed out by Easter and Valentine's Day and Halloween?
24/7, all denominations.
Every day is Christmas Day. Oh, Mrs. Claus, it's not that we've had too much of Christmas, it's that we have never had enough. Oh, you and I, we're going to dominate the calendar.
Well, here's to us, and here's to Christmas.
Yes, indeed. Now, how about you and I deck the halls? You know what I'm saying, Mrs. Claus? I mean, we put up decorations in the halls. It'll be fun. Join me in the halls for some decking. Oh,
You've been listening to Are You Awake, an improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. Today's episode featured the voices of Rick Brown and Lottie Dowling. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.